We need each other.
That's facts.
I need my sisters. I need my brothers out here.
A coward dies a thousand deaths, and for all the bootlickers, may you die 1,001.
The place for the realest conversations.
Tory, you want all the action? Or you want all the smoke? Oh, just,
man, I'm with all that smoke too, man.
I didn't see Ron Johnson. He trash. Chisholm is trash. How the hell are you here to help us? And your kids are dying in the street.
I understand that this is Milwaukee and everybody believe that if someone say something, it's mentioned. It's not.
I don't care if it's the pastor. If you see the pastor acting right, you check that fool. Where's the results?
Talking topics that need to be highlighted and discussed in our communities.
Would you trade places with a black person?
No, I would not.
Have you ever said the N-word? Come on, be the truth. We on the truth.
Unfiltered and unfazed, this is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
The reason I believe that racism is getting worse is because whites know that they will be outnumbered in about 20, 21 years. They're going to be outnumbered.
Hey, Tory, man. How are you doing, brother? I'm actually from India. We brown people can totally relate with you. And sometimes it's like, did that just happen to me?
We have to not let the government mind F us either.
That cop ain't never been brought to the public because he ain't normal, and he may not even exist no more.
Say no more. Release the video.
You know, you keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're going to take over this talk radio, man. Just keep on focusing on what you're focusing on. I wish you a lot of love.
God bless you, brother.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio in Milwaukee, here is Tory Lowe.
White people are going crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
1-7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue, and I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to my brothers and sisters on the front line. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's hump day.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Hey, thank you for joining me this Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. And we got Tony Smith in the building, Marquette Hall of Famer. Tony Smith in the building. How you doing, Tony Smith?
What up, what up?
Doing hey. Good.
Chilling.
We got a lot to talk
hump
about
day.
Today. Hey, it's hump day. And, you know, on Wednesdays, I try to take a peek at some things that you may have posted on your page.
Ooh, yeah.
So
Tony
I went.
Be posting.
Tony be posting questions.
Good stuff, too. Some good questions.
He be posting questions. But you know, when he come on the show on Wednesdays, we want to see what Truth Nation think about the questions that you've been posting.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to elaborate on some of these.
All right, go ahead. Elaborate. What we got to talk about?
Well,
which one are you thinking right now?
this one is, I think is funny. I'm gonna go with the funny one. Because I thought all this right. was funny. Name two movie characters you'd rather see running for president rather than Biden versus Trump.
Right. And people are messing it up. They're naming real people. I was like,
movie characters.
I told them movie characters, not like real people, not the actors who played the characters.
Name two movie characters that you'd rather see running for president rather than Biden versus Trump. And you said, I'd rather see Hannibal Lecter versus Tony Montana.
Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, wow.
Those two better choices than Biden and Trump.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'll take some calls.
Hannibal.
I'll take some calls. the question, I guess, Tony Smith.
Another answer would be.
It's posted.
Let's get a Dumb and Dumber in there.
Dumber and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, let them get it.
Either one of them.
To me, and I think that this is how a lot of people feel, it's a reflection of what we have to choose as president. And I think
it's
a
terrible.
Lot of people in the back of their minds, they like, oh my God, like we
like this is all we gotta choose
this
from.
This is all we gotta choose from. Yeah, and then terrible. I'm an independent, so I get to watch both sides. And they'll try to find the good reasons to vote for their candidate. It don't matter. Like, okay, I guess they're going with Biden, so they gotta find something against Trump, and then the Trump's going against Biden. But if you look at both of them, hey, I guess this really what America wanted, I guess, because we could have. It was
it's like, man,
running.
What do I got to eat? I got to eat these deep-fried roaches, or do I got to eat this fried rat? Which one? You got to eat something. Which one are you going to eat?
Or eat the porcupine.
No, you only got two choices. They give us Biden and Trump. I'm giving you two choices for food. Which one are you going to eat? You eating this fried rat?
I'm fasting.
Or you eating? No, you ain't fasting.
Yes, you can. You can close your mouth.
Okay.
You can stop.
If you're going to starve to death, that's you.
You might not starve to death if you can drink enough water. Okay. Get enough nutrients.
Okay, good luck.
You might last for a while.
You're going to last for a few days.
I don't know how long you're going to last.
I think it's about 4 or 5 days.
Hold on. I don't know how long you're going to last if you eat that. What you just put on the menu, it might not be healthy. Yeah, it might be some rabies in there.
That's a delicacy.
It might be some rabies up in there.
That's why you gotta burn the meat. You gotta burn the meat. Make sure you burn all that out of there.
All bacteria don't burn out.
Most of it do.
but not the
fried up.
Not the Ebola.
Hey, that's what. I'm frying the Ebola out of my rat.
Some stuff go along. If you burn it up, it's still up in there. Like
just deep fried them roaches.
It's a part
up.
Of the skin.
Deep fried them roaches.
Hey, that may be a more healthier choice.
They're both nasty.
Hey,
I might go on a fast for a couple days.
So Truth Nation, if y'all want to chime in, Tony Smith.
Yeah, and obviously it was just for comic relief.
It's comic relief, definitely comic relief. Name two movie characters you'd rather see running for president rather than Biden and Trump. If you want to hit the talk to text lines,
you give me two.
Hey, hit I the got talk one. To text
what,
lines.
Who you got? Who you got running? Z?
John Wick and Dom Toretto. So
John
Keanu
Wick.
Reeves.
Okay, that's good. That'll be a good battle.
Who's Toretto from? What? I don't remember. I don't know that character.
Fast and Furious.
Who played him?
Vin Diesel.
Oh, Vin Diesel's character. Okay,
that'll be good.
John Wick. John Wick don't mess around now.
And that's the thing. But neither does Dom, especially when it comes to family.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
powerful. You want some prayers to have to handle business. They ain't messing around.
We'll definitely be at war all the time.
With everybody.
Right.
Who you got, Tori? Who you want to see in there?
I would say Denzel Washington.
I'm talking about the actor. Which character from Denzel?
The Equalizer.
Training Day or Equalizer?
I would do the Equalizer.
You the Equalizer?
And then the Training Day.
I forget their names.
So yeah, I don't
know. You got Denzel versus Denzel?
Yeah.
Nah, come on. You got to have two different
Come
ones.
On now. You didn't say that in the rules. You I did not say that in the characters.
How is he going to run against himself, though?
It ain't the actor. It's the character.
I know, but it's still.
He's going to debate in the different characters?
No, it's the character. No, you said the character. You said
you got to think of them person. Debating.
So we don't keep them separate as characters.
So we are focusing on the actor. So you got a crooked cop versus a do-gooder.
Right.
FBI. Okay.
Yeah. But it's Denzel.
Because Training Day was a crooked. He's just a crooked cop.
Right, but it's Denzel character because a lot of people.
I get it.
His logic in each situation is different.
Yeah, he's crooked in Training Day.
Right, he's dirty. So it looks like that's what's happening out here. Yeah. Also, if it's cartoonish. I would say Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry, better choices.
Right.
A couple better choices.
Hey, Tom versus Jerry.
Tom is an idiot, though. That's the problem.
Right.
I mean, I guess he's similar to what we got now.
Hey.
Jerry's too smart for him.
He gets him sometimes.
He gets him most of the time. He just can't hold him. A little trickery.
He just can't keep him. Also, it was something where you said I wanted to talk about. You posted
lately, or
this was something that you just recently posted. You said, "Do y'all agree? In most cases, not all men marry who they want, and women marry." Who they can.
Oh, yeah. Caught a lot of smoke on that one.
Hold on. What you say? Men marry.
Who they want to marry.
Who they want to marry.
And women marry who they can.
What you mean?
Well, first of all, it wasn't my quote. I posted it to see what people thought about the quote.
Right.
And it wasn't my words. But when I saw that quote, I thought, you know, I didn't immediately, like so most people, they were immediately mad. Like, so the first, and I knew it was going to happen. The first like three comments are women saying, no, I married exactly who I want. I don't agree. Mm. So I'm like, really? You married who you want? So, you know, I let stuff marinate first. I let people say some stuff. I'll come on later possibly and then start going down the line and start maybe starting some banner, refuting some stuff. So right. with those women that started off early with that, my first thought was like, okay, did you propose to your husband?
Mm.
Or did he propose to you?
And what's the difference?
Well, you can probably see where I'm going with this. The difference is he wanted to marry you. That's why he asked you.
Right.
You could have wanted to marry him as well. I get it. But had he not asked you, you wasn't marrying him.
Mm. Do women really ask men to marry them, though? I think women give an ultimatum. Like, if I'm dating you, I may want to date to marriage.
Right.
But they don't come out and say, let's get married.
Correct. Which is the premise of that statement.
Mm.
Like, unless you're willing to go ahead and ask the guy to marry you, unless you're willing to propose.
And women are proposing now.
I see videos
of women proposing.
But it's very few, though. What percentage?
Very
few.
I think it's very low.
Like what? Because
that's
put
not
a number
the norm. Probably like not even 2%.
Okay, right. So again, so the premise of the quote still holds.
30?
Right?
Yeah, I was gonna say like 30%.
No, ain't no way. It's 30%.
I don't know.
Like 30% out of all proposals.
Do you know any? Do you know any woman who's proposed to a dude?
Cherie.
Okay, one.
RGM.
Okay, so you know one.
Okay, so she proposed to her husband?
Uh-huh.
Right, so you know
she
one.
She bought the ring?
Yep.
What?
Right, Tori, how many do you know?
None.
I don't know any. So we got three people
well,
in
we,
here,
I guess
and
we do
only
know
one
Cherie,
person.
I guess.
Well, I didn't, but we don't know that.
So if one person out of every three dudes, that's definitely going to be like 30%.
No. That's one person
like
out of
if,
all
if
the...
One, if,
no. You got one person out of all the people that you know who've got married.
No, I'm saying if we take from this pool right here and just go off of this and say, all right, at least one out of every three guys knows at least one woman that has proposed to
the
dude,
I don't think that's the
then
case.
That would equal 30%.
But I don't think that's the case because I think that you are one person who knows several people who've been married, right?
Yeah.
You don't know just one person who's been married.
Yes.
So already your percentage ain't even 30%.
That
of all the
sense,
people
then.
You know, you're
because if
way
it was
low.
The only if that was the only couple that I knew,
that's the only one you know out of everybody okay. You know married. I know tons of people married, and none of the women proposed that I know.
See, and that's why
and
you Taurus, that's why you
don't think,
and,
I don't think
and Taurus,
women
and Taurus probably the same way. He said he don't know any of that.
I don't know any woman that got on her knees with a ring,
correct,
and was like, "Will you marry me?"
So
to
between
a man.
Us all married people we know, I'm going to say it's at least 50 or 60 between us all. Just we know married people. 50 or 60,
oh,
and you talking about one.
Dez, call back.
You talking about one. That's, so it's low, in my opinion. But well, again, that's the premise of what that is saying. Like, women marry who they can. And that the can is who's proposing to them. That's who you have to choose from, because you're not proposing to anybody.
Mm. Well, we got Dez on the lines. Dez, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, how you doing? Have y'all seen A Soldier Story before?
I haven't seen. Oh, is that the one with Denzel Washington and the army? They was investigating,
yes.
And Denzel Washington was the one that was the one that was behind all of it.
Yes,
without telling the story.
Since you've seen it, I say Old Sarge, and you probably remember All in the Family and Archie Bunker.
Yep.
Old Sarge, Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker, you gonna get
that? Oh wow!
Money?
Yes.
Ooh,
that'd be crazy.
Isn't Trump Archie Bunker anyway?
He would be
pretty much the same cat.
Hey, but Archie Bunker was friends with George Jefferson.
Oh yeah, okay.
He's
that I got one black friend guy.
Hey, Biden. I'm gonna tell you this. I think Archie Bunker and George Jefferson had a couple episodes together.
They did, but did you see some of the language Archie Bunker?
Oh, they
used
was both going
episodes?
At it. Yeah, and George Jefferson was going right back at him. Yeah, but hey. But George Jefferson was LGBTQ.
Well,
Maybe them two. Yeah. Hey, George and Archie going at it.
Hey, you know. Hey, all right, Dez. I appreciate you for tapping in.
All right.
Hey, look.
That would actually be funny, like Archie Bunker and George Jefferson.
That's funny. Hey, look. When we come back, we'll have more conversation. We got Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith in the building. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
And I'm out for blood and I'm making them bleed. You try to run and I'm breaking your knee. I made them fall like I'm rigging the leads. You know I ball like I play for the league. I mean what I say and I say what I mean. I ain't no joke, we ain't making no memes. If I pull up on them, I'm making a scene. And I'm making them scream. Straight from the bricks, I need a lick. I drink the body since I was a chick. Unlit, how can I miss?
101, saving the truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. In the building with me, Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Hey, you had some issues or some questions. I guess you raised an eyebrow with what was going on with the WIAA.
Yeah, you know, I was just talking to a friend who has, like, they have kids that play sports. And something about NIL came up. And to be honest with you, I didn't even know. I was confused. I'm like, what do you mean, like, high school kids can't do NIL? I go, since when did they lose their name, image, and likeness? I'm like, I don't know. How's
so you
that
think
even
high
thing?
School kids should get paid?
No, no, no. Well, what I'm saying is, so the whole reason about the NCAA, right, was they had this whole thing for decades where when you sign for a scholarship, you sign over your name, image, and likeness.
Right.
And now the university and the NCAA can use that. So in my opinion, all that says is, oh, we're not going to let anybody else exploit you. We're going to exploit
you. We're going to be the ones that exploit
you. Right, we're going to be the one to exploit you. Now, my thought was, okay, like high school isn't a money-making machine like the NCAA. NCAA, you know, especially with March Madness, they're printing money. That's a money-making machine. So they want control over the athletes' images and names, and they want to be able to use that, monetize it for themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that doesn't apply in high school, really. Like, that's not happening. Like, there's no entity in high school nationally, really, that is making money like that over and off of these kids in high school. So I'm like, I don't even see how that's an issue. But then I'm saying, like, talking to my friend, they explain, like, hold on, like, no, we can't do that. I said, they're talking about it now, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? So then I had to, you know, do some research and look it up. And I'm like, the same argument that the NCAA used against athletes and they're needing to be an amateur. Mm-hmm. Remember, that was the whole thing. And the amateur status was important because that's how you kept eligibility in college.
Right.
And obviously that went to the Supreme Court and they defunct that. Like the amateur status.
They're trying to keep the money.
Right. That amateur status really has nothing. There's no meaning to it whatsoever. That's just something they made up to be able to control you. That's what was decided. So in my logic says, okay, well, same thing should have trickled down to high school. Now, they should understand that your amateur status means nothing. You don't need it.
But you don't sign a contract with a high school.
And you don't. That's what I think. But the WIA still has rules and bylaws to be able to participate in the sport. And that's still in their language.
Okay.
Having amateur status is still in their language, which, again,
why haven't anybody contested that?
Well, they
and
have.
Take it to the Supreme Court and let
them. Well, they haven't taken to that because here's like everything else. Just like, you know, the surrounding states, all states surrounding us, they allow weed.
Right.
Right. We're one of, I mean, there's 32 or 33 states that allow high schools to have NIL and do NIL. They're the athletes.
Really?
We're one of the ones who do not.
I wouldn't
so we're laying
see,
on everything.
I wouldn't even see what the reasoning
no reasoning. That's my point.
I mean, you just want to hold people hostage?
It's just old language that they will, for whatever reason, go change the language. The college already did it. You don't even need amateur status for college anymore. Why would you need it for high school?
What would a high school NIL deal look like?
We don't know. It could be anything.
Like a KFC commercial? Like
I mean, no, you're not going to be a national. You're not school ain't going to be anything national. It's 100% going to be local stuff.
Right. Car dealerships, maybe. Pulling up in a Mercedes Benz.
And you got to be a super, super high level. Like, these companies aren't going to be giving away money to...
You got
to
be, like, ranked.
You got to be able to somebody who's going to draw attention.
Okay, yeah. So I agree.
It ain't going to really do anything in high school, but there's no reason not to allow it.
It never happened, so it may be. Well, we don't know.
Well, it ain't going to be anything.
Well, you know how they have the blue chip players that's going into college? You got those blue chip, the five-star players, things like that.
Okay, so in Wisconsin, that the amount of blue chips players that it might have every year, let's say you get two or three a year, and that's high. You ain't even have that many, not out of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you're in California, you have that many.
I think it happens maybe in other more states. In basketball than it does.
Yeah, maybe in other states you have that many. Right. So, you know, you get a couple athletes here and there that could probably do something like that. Again, it's going to be on a small local level. But my point is there's no reason to prohibit that.
I agree.
There's no benefit in prohibiting that.
I agree.
So I don't know why we're late to change that wording and take that out, but we are.
But didn't they stop high school players from going from high school into the league? So you have to go through the college.
Well, yeah, you have to go to college, but that's not even what we're talking about now.
What I'm saying is, with that being said, why wouldn't they just allow it to go straight through? Because you already got to go to college. You can't go.
They're just saying you gotta go through a year. That's an age thing, and the NBA. I don't know why they're worried about it. But again, it's an outlying situation.
Right.
What they're really trying to avoid is kids who may in their mind or they just don't want to go to school, don't want to try it, and they have no real chance of making the league jumping out of high school. But they're going to try to go anyway, and it's just. It's just you're going to leave a bunch of kids in no man's land. They just don't want to do it. Mm. They don't want to be. They don't want that to be, you know, something that it seems like they're promoting or they're okay with. So they're going to say, yeah, just go to college for a year, which we know if you're going for a year, if you're a one and doneer, you what? Do a semester?
Mm. Okay.
Two semesters at most. You're not doing a full year.
So you're saying that they should allow the high school.
I'm saying
kids
there should be no NIL restrictions because it doesn't make sense. And most states, 32, 33 states have already allowed it.
Right.
So I don't know what Wisconsin is holding on to.
Wisconsin is behind.
Yeah, and you got these people in here like
Wisconsin
you had
is
guy,
behind.
Who's the guy you had in here Monday? Like
That was David King running for mayor. Running for mayor.
Yeah, like running for mayor, like the governor. Like you got all these people in here. I mean, I'd be like, what are y'all doing? Like what's with the marijuana
so
thing?
So would that be a state thing to address the state?
That's a state thing, right. Yeah. It's a state thing because some states have already, they've changed their language. Like we still got that old language in our WIA bylaws.
Okay, well, like I said, that may be something we can tackle because it seems like when we talk about things that other states are doing, this is how you know that it's not the same in different states because, like I said, we still, I guess we can still get locked up or to a certain degree get a citation for smoking weed.
Right.
I don't even smoke weed, but like I said, if I see other states are making money, why can't we get the profits from that?
Right. Not like we don't need some.
Right. It'll help the economy.
Right. They need to use that weed money to fix these roads. Our roads are garbage.
Man. Potholes everywhere.
We got the most garbage roads ever. I mean, I go to a lot of states. I travel a lot. Nobody's roads are as bad as ours.
Well, I was gonna say it was people saying that they was gonna fix the potholes when they ran for office, and it's been years later, and another election cycle, and the potholes are still in the ground.
They're everywhere. I mean, everywhere.
Hey,
get on these people, Tori.
Hey.
They're coming on your show all the time.
Well, like I said, I play the audio of them talking about removing the potholes. I mean, the thing is, I think it's a lot of mismanagement going on, period. You know what I mean? Like, so that's why I say we need to get people that know how to do employment. We need to get people that are business-minded, that understands how to create an economic structure for people so we can buy the houses, so we can get involved in certain things that we complain about.
Yeah, but I get that part of it, but that, like, you don't have to be a businessman to understand, like, people are complaining about this.
Well, I'll say this. If you've been getting a check your whole life and you don't know how to do small business structure, why would you even think about it like that? Like, you can hear what somebody's saying, but if you used to getting a check and you not creating checks I believe that that's going to be a learning curve you're going to have to overcome and how to talk that language and to draw business in your space and know how to do to where it sounds good to businesses. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't listen to nobody who's getting checks telling me about business. I would. If you never started a business, I wouldn't listen to you.
Yeah, but what would you have to say?
I'm just saying. So why don't you put, if you want something there, put people that know how to do it.
Well, hey, people got to start running.
Hey, they running. They, like I said, it was,
so the right
Ken,
people got to
start
Hughes
running. Ken Hughes was running, and he employed people in the community, and he didn't even make it to the general. He was running for the person. I don't think people do their research. I think people go with the hype. Don't. I think people go with the hype or whoever got money behind them or
right,
there, whoever there got the nice picture. There, you know, I believe that they not really researching and understanding who's actually running and what they actually can do.
No, you believe that because it's right. That's exactly what's happening. They got no idea.
Hey.
They just look at a name and, oh, I've heard that on a commercial. Well, commercial costs money. That ain't what it's all about. It ain't all about how much money somebody got. Your amount of wealth does not say how good you are at doing your job.
I agree. But like I said, I'd rather have somebody that know how to do it than to talk to somebody and they have to go through a whole learning curve to figure it out, which 9 times out of 10, they ain't even doing their research.
100%.
Well, I appreciate you for stopping through, Tony Smith. As usual.
I ain't going nowhere. What are you talking about?
Oh.
It's only 1:30.
It's 1:30.
Oh, you know what?
I thought we know what time it is.
I thought Tony. Look, I thought
See,
Tony.
Look, that's
Smith,
why you need to eat, Tori. You need some nutrients.
Oh, you ain't fasting. Oh, you know what? We got the pop culture, but pop culture report
fasting?
With Tony Smith. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've been fasting. I'm doing 40 days.
Remind me not to fast.
Well, that's on
Tori
you.
Tori don't even know what time it
hey,
is.
Hey, look. Well, it's easy when you got a lot of traffic going through your show.
What time
All right,
is
well,
it?
Well, look. When we come back, we'll have a pop culture report with Tony Smith. They locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
The Tori Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tori Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
Yes.
I'd like to welcome to the stage
Tony.
Thank you.
Entertainment, current events, and trending topics. You get it all on the Culture Report with the Marquette Hall of Famer, Tony Smith, on the Tori Lowe Show. Here is your host, Tori Lowe.
101.7 The Truth, Tori Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Marquette Hall of Famer, Tony Smith. Tony Smith asked a question on his Facebook, and we bringing it to the show. And this is an interesting one. I want people to call in while we have the Pop Culture Report to answer the question. Not all men marry who they want. Women marry who they can.
Not all. Nothing is all or everybody. This is most cases. Men marry who they want. Women marry who they can.
Okay, so listen. Men marry who they want, right? And women marry who they can. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, what I thought was, is that some women, they pick. I think women had a pick. But if it don't go right, they'll go on. They'll move on. But they, I think every woman has that one pick.
What you so hold on.
You know, like that one guy that was probably, you know, first love, you know, somebody that they, you okay. know, really like, man, you know, probably, you know, somebody from their past or something like that.
They have like a guy that, ooh, that was the guy.
Yeah. And I think guys kind of have that was the woman. But I think as we grow, our ideal of women changes. Like as we grow.
Yeah, 100%, because you get experience. So
right.
You might think you want something at a young age, but then you actually get that, then you're like, nah, that's not what I want. But I think the same thing goes for women. Right? They might think they want a bad boy, but then they're like, nah.
Right, they learned their lesson.
Right, that bad boy ain't really all on hit like I thought it was.
But sometimes I'd be like, well, as you get older, because I'm in my 40s, so when I'm out here looking and I'm seeing like how people getting around,
that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm handsome.
That's wrong.
I'm handsome. Hey, look, I'm at my best.
He's in his 40s. Tory Young. I'm in
I'm powerful at 40.
I'm double nickels over here. 55.
I'd rather be the age I am now.
Yeah.
Than coming up through poverty at grandma's house. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care what nobody say. I made it. But the thing is that, you know, that's kind of where you see in the turn where women are starting to ask men, hey, look, I want marriage.
Yeah, and I just don't.
They biological clock is ticking.
Yeah, I just don't know a lot of women who are going to do the proposing. That's when I read that quote, I kind of believe that. I go, yeah, you know, it's kind of true. Like, they got to wait. They might have a guy. They might pick a guy. They might be with the guy they want, but if that guy don't end up marrying them. And that's probably happened to a lot of women. They're with the guy, and they were hoping that, oh, this is the guy, and then he didn't propose, or something happened, and it went south.
Or they got engaged for a long time.
Whatever, but they didn't get married, is my point.
Marriage the goal now?
For many people,
in 2024.
For many people, it is still, yeah.
The Cinderella scene where they get the, you know, the fancy dress and all of that, is that the... I don't know if that's the goal. I believe a lot of people. Well, like I said, I think right now, a lot of goal is just to have a decent relationship.
I don't think that at all.
I mean, because a lot of people not experienced even with the relationship.
I don't think
they having bad outcomes in relationships.
I think society puts a pressure on people to be married because how many times you get like. I mean, just even being in a relationship, people are like, why don't you have a boyfriend? Or why aren't you in a relationship?
Right.
Like, you know, people are like, what's wrong? Why aren't you, you know, like, what? What do you mean, what's wrong?
Like, why are you single?
Yeah, like, why are you single? Like,
don't
that's the worst question.
Don't worry about why I'm single.
Like, why are you single? Like,
it's my choice.
Why can't I be single? Or, why, you know, like, what's the deal? Like, a relationship making me? Like, I'm unwhole without a relationship?
I guess they want to see what's your type. So if you get in a relationship, they can kind of get information on what you like. That's why they asking. They trying to see who would you choose.
But why do they care?
You know, people nosy. But we going to head to the lines. Black Conscious. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Yo, peace, everybody. Love and prosperity. What's going on?
How you doing, Black Conscious?
So, I'm well, to the both of you and all in the studio. So listen, America, Milwaukee, you want to find somebody that you can grow old with. My thing was finding the best person that I can love unconditionally. And it's not easy, but what in life is. What I mean by that is, my wife saw me for who I was and was okay with it. And everything we did in between there and now, we have been working on it to better our relationship. Mm. Now, in regards to her, she had the best capacity to love me as well. And she saw me and that appreciated that. We're always looking for the next best thing. Now, here's the truth. We all get older, hairlines, and things like that move back, certain body parts droop, and you start aging, that is a part of life.
Right.
So you can't spend your life trying to go chase after the tightest and the brightest and the most, because that too, looks fades, body changes. So you learn to adapt and change with that person to only make yourself stronger. Now, I want to leave you with one more other thing. We talk about all this crazy stuff in the world, but I want to bring some positivity to your show, Corey. And talking about what I experienced over this weekend was the NPS March of Champions tournament. Youth basketball is in good hands. Tony, you can appreciate this. I see some excellent ball from fourth and fifth graders, sixth and eighth graders, and they played their hearts out. I tried to get on earlier when Coach was there this morning, but I want to echo to what he said. And more importantly, the youth basketball is in good hands. So I want to leave that with you on a positive note because, you know, we deal with a lot of craziness in this world, but we need to hold up these young youth for what they're doing and accomplish. Now, with my team that I was helping, the number one thing was make sure you take care of your responsibility, and that was making sure your grades in school is right. Because if you got a messed up grade or in-house suspension, you didn't get to play, and that changed everything. You know, I'm getting to prepare for high school and stuff because if your grades ain't right, you can't play. I don't care how passionate you are about it. So that's what I want to leave this morning. But live righteous Milwaukee in love, gentlemen.
Hey, all right, Black Conscious, thank you for tapping in. We got room for one more caller, DJ Brother Z.
He'll wait. He's patient.
All right, look, we gonna run the break. When we come back, we got the Pop Culture Report brought to you by Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to do. Hey, baby, I think I want to marry you. Is it the look in your eyes?
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show.
I think I want to marry you. Z is tripping right now.
What was the question, Tony, that we threw out here?
Which one?
Men marry who they want.
Yeah, do you agree men marry who they want, women marry who they can?
This is a. This
I want to know.
What,
I want to hear some people.
DJ Brother Z, we didn't
women,
get your opinion on this.
Women. He says 30%. He's crazy.
I looked it up, and it says a woman proposing to their male partners is nothing new. If still rare, recent surveys show that in straight married couples, only 5% of women propose.
There you go.
Okay, 5%. What I say was what?
You said like 2%.
2%.
Yeah.
Z said 30.
But, I mean, I think I agree with that sentiment, though. Women marry who they want.
No, right? Men marry who they want.
No, okay, fine, yeah. All right, then...
Men marry women marry who they can.
Women marry who they can get.
What? That's... You know...
Especially if he got money.
Oh, you saying that if they got money...
That's what I'm thinking of, yep. Because it's like, there was a couple people that, you know, I want to marry, but...
You ain't got enough money.
Are you saying the opposite now?
I don't know. We go ahead to the lines. Eddie, you on the new 1017 The Truth, tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Tory Lowe. How you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, brother Eddie?
Tony, how are you?
Eddie, what's going on? How are you, man?
I'm good. Let's talk about this. I've had a handful of broads ask me to marry them, and I just... It just
a handful. Ooh,
weird.
Pimpin' ain't easy, Eddie. Yeah. Pimpin' ain't easy, bro.
Yeah.
Paint ain't easy.
Give you names.
Don't do that.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, I bet you, I was just thinking while you guys were talking, I thought of four who have asked me, but I said, no, I mean, if this is going to happen, I'm going to ask. It's emasculating to have a gal ask you, but, you know, the thing is they want to trap you. They want to trap you forever. They're into you.
Eddie's a
catch. They love you. They don't want to lose you. Yeah, you know, Tori's seen my hair. Tori, who has the best hair?
Hey, he got the 80s rock.
Okay.
Was it like Eddie Mullinger or whatever his name was?
Yeah, like
Eddie Money?
Like the heavy metal.
Yeah, but it's good hair, right? So
you got that Fabio hair?
The Def Leppard.
But better than Fabio. Ask Tori after the show.
Better than Fabio. Nice.
I don't know about that. Fabio stuff was glowing.
Luxurious.
Tory, you thought I had a Jerry curl. You thought I had a Jerry curl.
You got the Kenny G.
It kind of curled at the end.
He got the Kenny G.
It curls up at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Of course.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so let me talk about this. It's not worth, and I was a guy who had a lot of quality broads when I was younger, okay? It's not worth getting married anymore because these girls are now, not in the old days. In the old days, a girl... You know, when I was growing up in the 80s, they might sleep with a guy or two and then get married, right? Now, they're ran through. They do every experience. Yeah, you know damn well I'm right.
They're in the streets out here.
That's right. And they have to experience everything all the other girls on the podcast are talking about. I mean, I knew a girl. She had so many trains run on her. We used to call her the animal rack, okay?
And then, Eddie, then we get with you. They're done experimenting. Then you get nothing.
What? Why would I want them? Why would I want that? Let me say this. It's not, these women aren't the prizes they were of our parents' generation, you know? They get, like I said, they get ran through. They have all these experiences. They have the emotional and mental baggage as a result of all these experiences. And then when you marry them, you get to pay their way for the rest of your life till you drop dead. And then they sleep with your friends before the funeral. I mean, it's just a lose-lose situation.
What kind of women you around?
Are you writing a movie? Like, what's
here
going on
go.
Here?
Well,
this is a movie script.
I live on the east
it sounds like the Lifetime channel.
It's all very normal.
Eddie, what's the name of your movie that you're writing?
This sounds something that's made for Lifetime.
This is a movie script right here.
Guys, this is the way it is.
Speak with your friends
now.
Before
the
wedding.
The sad thing about it is young men accept this kind of bad behavior from women, and they think it's normal. So if you say to your friend, hey, Jimmy, I know you won't buy a used car, but how many dudes has your wife had before you marry her? He'll be, like, flipped out. He'll, like, he doesn't want to know because he knows there's a reality to that.
Mm. Leave it up to Eddie. Let's get Christy on the lines. Christy, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Oh, I'm on the radio station.
How you doing, Christy?
I don't believe that statement about women. What was it? I'm sorry, I lost my.
Women, men marry who they want. Women marry who they can. Was the statement?
Okay. So no, that's not true. Women marry who they can, because at the end of the day, we still have a choice on whether or not we're going to take that proposal or leave it on the table.
Right.
I proposed to about 3 times and never married, because at that time I didn't feel as though I needed to marry. And looking back at it now, I'm glad I didn't.
Mm.
So no, it is still a choice.
So you had choices.
Supposed to have the upper hand, because a man that finds a good thing, he's supposed to want to be able to hold on to it, but understand he got to be right as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is, but no. I don't believe in that statement, not at all. Because, again, we still have a choice on whether or not we want to settle for what's in front of us or move on to the next person.
So with the guys that proposed to you, they thought the relationship was at a point where to get married, and you were just like, nah, I'm just chilling right now. I'm good.
Yeah, because just like he.
But they weren't marriage material or what? Like, what was the problem? If you're in a relationship with them.
Me personally, I wouldn't even blame them. Me personally, I just wasn't ready.
I couldn't
see myself. I just wasn't ready. So, but like the last caller said, being trapped by women. No, because men trap us too, and that's called getting us pregnant. And a woman looks at I want to be able to make this work because I don't want my child to grow up without a father in the household and things such as the nature. So actually it resonated, goes on both sides of the spectrum as far as how a woman is to trap a man, and a man does the same thing. The exact same thing.
All right, Christy. Hey, look, I appreciate everybody for weighing in. It's always both sides, you know, and people looking at it from both lenses.
A lot of people in the world with a lot of different perspectives.
Hey, look, well, I appreciate you for bringing that up, T. Smith. But
yeah, now I am out of here, bro.
But the thing is, not yet. You still got time. Right. See, are you fast or what?
I thought you were going to break. You can say I'm out.
No, we got a little bit of time. But the thing is, I am starting to see more people more demanding of what they want out of the relationship. Instead of just winging it by the seat of their pants.
Mm.
You know, they're starting to say, hey, look, I want this style. Or you're starting to see more relationship styles now. It's not just monogamy. You see polygamy. You see, LGBTQ ideas. It's multiple relationship ideas. I'm running into people with more than I ever have with different relationship styles.
Right.
And they're more outright with
it. Which is what it should be. There's no reason to label something or whatever. It's whatever the two people or three people or four, whoever's in the relationship. It's up to them to decide what the rules are.
Equal love.
Right. It's up to them to decide their guidelines and their boundaries.
And like I said, I always say, if it's adults and that's what they want to do, who are you to try to,
correct.
You know,
who are
so
you
like
to
I said,
put me in a box
you,
and
you don't want to be nobody in your business. As right. long as they ain't, nobody ain't getting harmed in the process and they feel like this is what they want to do. Who, when you come against that, then that means that you are opening up the door for somebody to come against some of your ideas.
Correct. Yeah. Hey, mind your business, as they say.
All right, I guess we can go to break now, T. Smith. Hey, look, I appreciate you for coming through. I'll see you next Monday, right? Or are you going
to
be at?
No, I'll be back Monday. Tournament goes through. I'm leaving to go to Indy. Marquette's playing. Play on Friday. Hopefully win. Play on Sunday. Hopefully win again. So then we'll be back.
All right, well, let's keep our fingers crossed for the Golden Eagles.
Let's go. We're trying to get to the Sweet 16, the next first step Sweet 16 here. Get to Dallas the following weekend.
All right, well, keep us updated.
We will.
Call in.
We'll see you on Monday.
All right, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.